Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Everything Entertainment Podcast. I'm your host, Jalen Bullock. This is my co-host, Isaac Reynoso. First, I want to start off by apologizing. You know, it's been a while since our last pod. You know, we had spring break. And then we wanted to record last week, but a little stuff came up. So we had to record on this Wednesday. Here's our guest, our lone guest today. Tyler was unable to join us. Please introduce yourself.
My name is Matthew Morrell. I'm junior here at Redwood. My tag is Gengar279. I'm here for Smash Brothers Esports.
This is Matthew's second time on the pod. If you haven't seen episode one, go to check that out before watching this one. So, yeah, he's just going to answer. The season's always going to answer a couple questions about the season.
I'd like to say it's great to be back.
Glad to have you back.
So, now that our season's over, how do you think it went overall?
A lot better than I expected. My general expectations of the season were maybe top 30, but we ended up placing, I believe it was third place in the state, which is just astonishing to me. And I'm very proud of our team and all the work that we put into it.
Yeah.
Good job, Isaac.
Yeah, it was definitely an amazing experience. And I feel we did pretty good for our first time figuring it out. Yeah. And I think we're a bit more ready for next time now.
Exactly.
So in retrospect, what were some of your guys' highlights for the season?
I'd say some of our highlights are actually some of our losses, because we actually, all three of us, got to play. Because if the format works is, if two people win, the first two people win, the third player doesn't get to play. Sorry, Isaac. So some of the times that me or Tyler have lost have been a lot of fun, because Isaac gets the pressure to go and try to see if he can win it from there, which most of the time he has. Which, thank you.
Yeah, I was going to say that too. Just some of the times that I've gotten to play and like actually make an impact on the game, that's been a I've been very thankful for that, even though I'm sad whenever they lose.
It makes everything feel more like a team.
Yeah. So, do you plan to be on the esports team again next year? And if so, what are some things that you want to take from this season into the next one?
I would love to be on the esports team next year. A couple of things that I would like to take into the next season. From this season, just the general idea of everything. The rules are a little bit different from what we're used to, and just the general feel of how everything works now. It all makes sense. And yeah, I have nothing else to add.
Yeah, same. Kind of just understanding the rules. For me, like getting a lot more practice, like knowing how things work, how other people play, just thinking about that going into the next season.
That's interesting. And putting the gaming aside for a second, what has this year as a whole like meant to you guys, like as your growth as a person?
Just like 2022 or the school year?
This school year.
This school year, I've had a lot more time to think, just understand myself more as a person. I had a lot of growth in Taekwondo, which Tyler mentioned last time. I was able to test for my next rank, which I was very proud of that. And I just matured more as a person.
Yeah, same. I feel like I got connected with a lot more things, like esports, like choir.
Yeah.
Got a lot more involved in school activities, stuff like that. I was proud of that. And going back to Smash, how have you grown over the course of the year? And what's one thing you would tell yourself from 6 months ago?
Everything will be okay within the season. That was a big pressure on my head for, it's like, oh, I gotta do well, like, oh, I gotta be the best. But now that everything's over, I feel really good about how we did. And
same. I'd say to don't stress yourself out too much, remember to practice, don't take too long breaks and like forget everything, and probably pick up DD sooner, because I had a lot of fun with that.
one more thing I'd like to add. Last time we were on here, we were talking about some monitors that we hadn't received. We still haven't received those. If anyone's hearing this, please.
Please.
I was going to ask about that, actually.
So. Well, answer. Question answer.
Okay, is there anything else you guys would like to add?
I mean, I already mentioned the monitors. Overall, this isn't just pressing buttons. This is a lot more. The competitive esports is a lot more mental than a lot of people would think. It's all about mind games, tricks, and tactics that a lot of people wouldn't realize when there's like, oh, they're just playing video games.
Yeah, that's perfect. Something that I forgot to mention last time that I really want to just put out there is that like people don't really understand how much time outside of the game you have to spend to get good, for lack of a better term. Like, you have to spend so much time like practicing, like figuring out your combos, researching, watching other people play. Has like helped me so much, like way more than the average person would think. And yeah, I just find that really interesting.
Also, one more thing to add. The recognition that we've gotten, I think that a lot of the things that have happened within us have gone unnoticed by the school. I get it, we're not football, we're not them, but I'm happy that we can get something within this podcast to be able to put our voices out.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I'm glad you guys, you know, appreciate it. You know, anytime there is, you know, something esports, I want to try to do our best, you know, to report on it. So I'm glad that our efforts to show your efforts are being well received. I also want to thank you, Matthew, for coming on short notice. Originally, we were going to have some dancers on the podcast, but today is international tryout, so a lot of them had to help with that. So, you know, yesterday, we like during sixth period, we texted Matthew and like, hey, can you come on tomorrow? And he was able to come. So I really appreciate that, you know.
I appreciate being invited back on. I love it here.
Before we end today's podcast, we have a lot of events will be happening in May that we'd like to discuss. Obviously, today is, you know, international tryouts for dancers, you know, so check that out.
Good luck to them.
Tomorrow, choir has a concert, so Isaac, if you'd like to talk about that a little bit.
We're performing Vivaldi's Gloria, including us, at, I believe, First Presbyterian Church, 7 p.m., free admission for everyone, so...
You can just walk in the door.
It'll be nice to see all you there. We've put in a lot of work. So, yeah.
A lot of work.
Yeah.
And choir is very good, too. So, just putting that out there. Like, they are very good.
Thank you.
Okay, continuing the events. This Friday, May 29th. Not May 29th. April 29th and May 1st. Band and orchestra will be having their combined trip down to Southern California for the Music in the Parks festival.
Did I mention that it was on Thursday? Did I say that?
No, you did not.
Okay, it's Thursday tomorrow, recording date.
May 28th. April 28th. Keep forgetting the date. On May 6th is the band spring concert. That will be at 7 p.m., also free at LJ. You should check that out. You'll get to hear me on tuba. Nice, not too shabby. On May 13th, we have the Slick Rock Festival, and that is at 6 p.m. I'm unsure of the location right now. When I find out more information, I will let that out. The Mr. Henshaw's class is up for 9 awards in different categories of all different ages. So that is something you should definitely try to go to. May 21st, there are a lot of events. Starting first, we have the Car Show, and that will be featuring the Redwood Jazz Band performing. Also, that time at 3, starting at 3 p.m., we have the Viseo High School Performing Arts Showcase, which will be at LJ. The red carpet event will start at 3 p.m., and the show will start at 4 p.m. I found this out today. On May 24th to the 26th, the band will be having open color guard auditions. We need color guards, so if anybody knows anyone that would like to be in color guard, it'll be very fun next year. We have a great theme. We'll be hearing from some, you know, upcoming leaders next week, so stay tuned for that. And yeah, that's from the 24th of May to the 26th. And then on May 30th, we have the Memorial Day concert, which will be at the cemetery. And they'll be featuring the Redwood Advance Band and Wind Ensemble, as well as the Chamber Choir. And what time? I don't know what time that's at. But when I find out the time, I'll let you guys know. And then the following day is, of course, graduation for the seniors. And that will round out this year. So, yeah, once again, thank you for joining us on the Everything Entertainment podcast. Once again, I'm Jalen Bullock. This is Isaac Reynoso. This is Matthew Merle. And we hope to see you guys very soon next week. And yeah.